Dreamscape presents Shadow Mission by Kendall Talbot, narrated by Anthony Davis and Justine Eyre.
Chapter 1. Cobra. I've looked death in the face twice. Both times my life had been on a razor's edge that could have gone either way. In the aftermath of those fucked up messes, I had to reinvent myself. And not just a little change here and there. I had to walk away from the man I was and become someone completely new. Both those life changes were forced onto me, and I'm still living with the consequences. Rolling out of bed, I forced my brain to focus through my pounding headache. I'd been one of the last to leave Blade and Xena's engagement party last night, and my thumping hangover came with both dizziness and a churning stomach. But I had to be at Alpha Ops headquarters before everyone else to research the intel Hawk gave me last night so I would be ready for our 9 o'clock meeting. I hopped to one of my bedroom's 3 casement windows, pulled up the blinds, and looked over my backyard. The lawn needed mowing. The abundant weeds had gone to seed a long time ago, and the lemon tree had about 300 lemons dangling from the overburdened branches. What the hell am I meant to do with that many lemons? Cooking was not my thing. My ideal meal was one that I could shove in a microwave. A small timber building with its fair share of cobwebs was situated halfway along my side fence. I'd been inside the building just 4 times since I bought my place. The windowless shack was crammed full of so much battered sporting equipment that I didn't know where to start. In the paddock beside the shed, a cricket pitch was hidden amongst the long grass, sprouting weeds through the hundreds of cracks in the old concrete. When I'd purchased this property with the abandoned single-story schoolhouse, it was like the kids and teachers had gone home from school one day and never returned. My bedroom had been one of the classrooms, and despite 19 years since it had last been used, when I'd received the keys to the front door, English homework had still been scrawled across the middle of the chalkboard. I'd been renovating the century-old building for a year. The work was hard and sometimes frustrating, but I needed the distraction. Without it, my mind tumbled into guilt-riddled hell, and once I was there, it was fucking hard to claw my way out. Using the rail I'd attached along the wall for support, I hopped along the wide corridor into the boys' restrooms, and hoping a steaming cascade would wash away my brain fog, I turned the taps in the last shower stall to hot. It had been a long...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?